The pandemic forced many couples to cancel or postpone their wedding days. Wedding season is ramping back up as safety guidelines ease and couples get tired of waiting. Dana Vollmer reports ceremonies still might look different than they did before, but those walking down the aisle are okay with that.
Weddings take months to plan. It's stressful in normal times and harder when you have no idea what will or won't be allowed for your special day. UN Cultural Center had 8 ceremonies on the books before the pandemic hit. 3/4 of them didn't happen on schedule. Couples either pushed it back by months or a year or canceled altogether out of uncertainty. Kristen Burness is UN's office manager. She says couples have had to temper expectations.
No matter what, you can have your wedding here if you're good with the amount of guests. And so talking to these couples, I mean, of course, I want to sound hopeful, but I also don't want to give them false hope.
Burness says hope seems to be growing. Requests for tours and bookings are higher now than even before the pandemic.
I actually have booked a 2023 wedding, and I have somebody who now wants to book here in August. They're just tired of waiting.
For much of the past year, the cap on the number attending a wedding was 50 people. Burness says that's about a third of the typical guest list. Who's invited often gets contentious, but Burness says these days, winnowing down is easier.
Right now, during the time of COVID, everyone knows what's going on. So people are going to be a little bit more forgiving if they can't come to your wedding because you have to scale back on the numbers.
Many are embracing the smaller affairs. Joe Palma owns Palma Entertainment. He provides DJ services and live music for weddings and other events.
Numbers are down as far as who can attend the wedding, sure, which makes costs a little bit more attractive to them, I think. So, you know, it's acceptable now to have a small wedding when before it was like embarrassing. You know, small intimate weddings weren't really a fad.
Palma says smaller crowds don't mean couples forgo the party, but they are ditching some of the standard highlights.
I'd say traditions are kind of going out the window. Traditions like, you know, the ever-so-common cake cutting and the garter toss and bouquet toss. Like, those things are starting to phase out. You know, people just say, hey, I just want to have a good time.
The format of weddings also has a new shape. Bride Angela Wersing says her Plan B wedding in some ways turned out better than Plan A.
We had actually planned a very large church wedding, and we were going to do like cake and punch in the church gym for anyone who wanted to come. I mean, kind of like an open call, y'all come. And then do, you know, a moderate-sized, more traditional reception at a hotel. You know, just as time wore on, we realized that that wasn't going to be the case.
Wersing says they compromised. The ceremony was live-streamed by her church. That meant even more people saw her union than originally planned, including friends and family states away that wouldn't have been able to make it otherwise. Wersing says in-person attendance was hit or miss. People they expected would come didn't. Others surprised them when they showed up. Wersing says she stayed lower than capacity limits, but it was still nerve-wracking.
I think for me, more than anything, it was not wanting to put anyone in a position where they might possibly get sick. You kind of recognize that there's an inherent risk, and the people coming obviously recognize that and they choose to come or not. But, you know, being the person in charge of that and knowing that you're the one kind of responsible for taking everyone's safety into account.
Others are opting to split up their celebrations to keep everyone safe. Callie Shine got married at Ewing last summer. Instead of the 125 people she initially planned for, a few dozen family members and very close friends came. She's now planning for a second round, a larger party on the anniversary.
So we basically just chopped our wedding in half, and we're going to be finishing it this year.
Shine says the pandemic put into perspective what really mattered.
I was apprehensive about it for a while leading up to it because I really, you know, had this idea of what I wanted the ceremony to look like. But then, you know, at the end of the day, and it's after the year that it was, kind of throughout COVID, we kept saying, you know, as long as we're both there and as long as we get married, it really doesn't matter what else happens.
Shine says she didn't even think about COVID on her wedding day. And decades down the road, she says she won't remember it as something less than what she wanted.
What I think I will remember is that we got to have two parties, basically. And I've actually had some friends say, you know what, this is kind of, like, cool. Like, you kind of lucked out. I kind of wonder if that's, you know, if people are going to choose to just do that in the future in general. A small thing to get married and then having a bigger party later.
Others are holding out for a traditional grandiose event, and they just might get it. Illinois is moving into the so-called bridge phase of Governor J.B. Pritzker's reopening plan that includes a big jump in capacity limits for social events, up to 250 indoors and 500 in outdoor venues. But if those in the wedding industry have learned anything during the pandemic, it's to expect things to change and fast. I'm Dana Vollmer.